promoting scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And good morning. This is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 27, 2019. We've got some great stories today to cover, disturbing stories, I might add, but we need to cover them nonetheless. This is a show about technocracy, which is an economic system devised way back in the 1930s, but has morphed itself into the modern day era as sustainable development, Agenda 21, 2030 Agenda, New Urban Agenda, etc. All things that are coming through the auspices of the United Nations today. But technocracy is spreading around the world, and we're trying to stay in touch with what that is and call it for what it is. The first thing we need to talk about this morning is what happened in Europe. This is really an incredible story. The headline is European Union's Nightmare of Internet Copyright and Censorship. Well, here's the story. Article 13, which is just the arbitrary name, I guess, that they have given to this law, was just passed by the European Union, by their General Assembly, which is a totally technocratic organization controlling all of Europe at this point. They have decided that copyright laws will trump everything else, and they're going to disallow the sharing of video and audio and pictures outside of the original copyright holder. This means no sharing, except that you have specific permission from the person that created the image or the video or whatever. No sharing. Well, you think about it for a minute. How much information is shared on the internet, like in social media, for instance, and by email, content that originates somewhere else, like in a newspaper or on YouTube or on Vimeo or anywhere else for that matter? Pictures that come off of places like Pixabay and Twitter. All of those things now are going to be in Europe are going to be verboten to share. Well, this is going to change the internet dramatically. And the first thing that they're saying is going to have to happen is that Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media giants are going to have to create and implement upload filters, where when you upload something to their platform, they will do they're going to do a check to see if what you're uploading violates somebody else's copyright. In other words, it's a duplicate of something else that's on the internet. And if it is, you won't be able to share it. Just imagine what this is going to do for censorship and for free speech. It's absolutely draconian what they have just done. And they said that part of the reason they did this is that copyright holders are complaining about the use of social media bots. That's BOTS, they're called. Those would be automatic programs that just do things. There's no humans involved, just, you know, creating posts and reposts and retweets and whatever automatically. And so across Europe, massive demonstrations are taking place. 150,000 people marched in Germany with signs saying, "We are not bots. We're real people. And you've just hamstrung us. You've just killed democracy and you've killed free speech." And indeed they have. Here's the problem. This is coming to America. You say, "Well, how can that happen? This is America." Well, I'm sorry. But once Google and Facebook and the rest of these people get a hold of this, they're going to implement it here as well. And here's why. if you try and post something in Europe, from the European press in Europe, in America, it's going to be a violation of European law. And Google and Facebook and the rest of them are going to say, you can't do that. You cannot violate European law. So you can't post that. This is absolutely incredible what they've done. It will change the face of the internet forever if they can get away with it. I don't know what kind of resistance can stop them because the European Parliament is completely unplugged. They have no representation of the people. You can't remove these people. They're not elected in the first place or appointed. And they can do any darn thing they want to do. And they're doing it. So we can watch for this very closely. Things are going to change, folks, on the internet radically. Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is robots. This is not one of my favorite topics, by the way, robots. Not that I'm robophobic, but robots are replacing jobs all over the country, all over the world. And another study has come out saying by 2025, this is concerning warehouses now, there will be 4 million robots working in 50,000 warehouses. This is from a robotics association, by the way. 50,000 warehouses around the world. That's a lot of warehouses. It's a lot of workers, not 4 million workers necessarily, but certainly millions of workers are going to be displaced. Where are they going to go? Are they going to find other jobs? Are they skilled to do jobs anywhere else? Well, the global elite themselves, the technocrat global elite, have already declared that AI and robotics is going to create a class of people called unemployables. Not unemployed, unemployables. That is people who cannot be employed. They're unable to be employed because their entire job was wiped out and they have no skills to get into any other job. Big tech's answer to this is universal basic income. We'll just give them money. Just give them a check every month and forget them. Well, if this happens and it's being experimented with now all over the world, if universal basic income becomes a thing, it will literally create another class of people that are on the outside of society. They will literally be slaves of the government or slaves of the economy. They'll have barely enough money just to stay alive, and that's all. Wherever they might exist, they'll have just enough maybe to stay alive, but they won't work again. And the global elite think this is a wonderful solution. Just give them money. Where's the money going to come from? They don't say. Not from them. You haven't seen a Jeff Bezos, for instance, the richest man in the world, step forward and say, shoot, I'll give a few billion of my dollars to take care of American workers. No, hasn't said that. In fact, he's still paying essentially minimum wage to a vast portion of his employee base working for Amazon. So it's not looking good. Somewhere along the way, there will be more resistance against this, public resistance, I hope, but the people whose jobs are being replaced have been lulled into a sense of complacency by thinking, well, yeah, robots are going to replace a lot of jobs, but not my job. My job's too important or whatever, or it just will never come to me. And people are getting pink slips left and right, and they're shocked when they get their pink slip. Like, oh my gosh, I've been working here for 20 years. I'm a warehouseman. That's what I know. I know it well. I'm too old to become a computer scientist. And so they're just stuck. The last article is really draconian, worse than what's happening in the EU right now. But Rockland County in New York yesterday banned all unvaccinated children from all public places. You have to just think about this for a minute to get your head around it. If little Johnny has not been vaccinated, if little Johnny is discovered in a public place, that would include school, the mall, the grocery store, even the doctor's office for that matter, which is kind of ironic because that's where you get vaccines. If little Johnny is discovered in those places, little Johnny's parents will face prosecution. This is all over vaccines. They're saying if little Johnny's not vaccinated, little Johnny is just being excluded from society, period, end of subject. And in this case, in Rockland County, they want little Johnny to take the MMR vaccination because they're having a measles outbreak. And the lack of logic that's being applied by these politicians on this issue is stunning, because essentially they're saying little Johnny is a danger to all the other children who have been vaccinated, which is, I mean, stupid. Well, if all the other children are vaccinated, what do they care about little Johnny? Little Johnny's not going to bother them. And if they're not infected, they can't infect little Johnny. In any case, they're not worried about the little kids that are not vaccinated. They're only worried about the ones that are. But the ones that are supposedly have what the scientists are calling herd immunity. And if the majority of people are vaccinated, according to that theory, then the outliers that for one reason or another said, no, I don't want to be vaccinated, for whatever, I mean, it could be a religious reason, it could be a health reason. Some children have medical reasons why they cannot be vaccinated. So for the sake of lack of a vaccination, a person all of a sudden is excluded from society. This is, in effect, sort of like martial law. Maybe it's even worse, because there's going to be a nightmare of proving who is vaccinated, who is not. It's all going to have to become public knowledge, I suppose. And then there's going to be court cases on parents who get prosecuted for this, for not having their children vaccinated. If Rockland County is not shot down on this, folks, this will spread to every community in America. And don't think it won't. I see no legal challenge coming yet against Rockland County. There are a lot of people upset about it across the country, but that doesn't mean they're going to overturn what Rockland County has done. But let's not be naive about this. People across the country, in cities and counties, you know they are watching what happens in Rockland County. And when they spring this on your community, if you're not ready, little Johnny is going to be excluded, or little Susie. One of the things that you do not want to hear, if you have school-aged children, you don't want to hear a message from your school's principal that says, Susie can't come to school anymore because she's not vaccinated. So what are you going to do? Are you going to violate your own knowledge and principles and conscience and just say, what the heck? I'll just vaccinate my kid, and, you know, if my kid dies or gets some other thing that I, you know, worry about, I guess that'll just be the way it is. So I'll just vaccinate my kid against my better judgment so he can go to school or she can go to school. Yeah, this is not a good situation. Shame on Rockland County for not thinking this through. It's a gross violation of constitutional rights of the children and the parents, and they think they can do it in the name of health safety. It's absolutely ridiculous. Well, that's it for today. I hope you will head over to technocracy.news. Get on the mailing list if you are not on the mailing list, so that you can receive a daily digest on all the articles, new articles get posted. And I also hope that you take advantage of the Quick Start Guide to get some talking points and some information about technocracy, what it is, so that you can really understand it. I've got several articles, recent articles on Technocracy News, talk about the Green New Deal, which is a very significant thing for us studying technocracy. It is technocracy. And by all means, if you haven't read Hard Road to World Order yet, I will encourage you to buy a copy either on Amazon or on my website, technocracy.news. If you buy it on technocracy.news, I'd love to send out autographed copies. I'd love to send you one. So get on board, get educated, then get ready to take action. We need you, and we're all in this together, my friends, all across America. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Have a great day.